Whole Nother Story by Amanda Murphy, with Deborah Stevenson as Cassie and Dave Lamb as Pete. Episode 2.
If you take a look here, over here, you can see that it has three holding thingies.
Pockets.
Pockets, yes. Pockets with zips. So, there it is. Item number 4563. The handy zipper is hanging.
Move on.
No, she's going to lose it any minute.
Now, on to
time?
Nearly half an hour.
Hang in there, Sandra. Hang in there.
Oh, no, she's lost it, look.
Our resident painting expert, Monk Winkwater.
Mark Linkletter.
Sorry, that's my letter. Nice to meet you, Monk.
Mark.
She'll be okay. Stick with it, Sandra. You're going to be fine.
Oh, she's going to cry.
Pete, shame on you. The poor girl's suffering on live TV and you're taking a mick.
So?
Anyway, you just miffed that she lasted longer than... What was your guess again?
20 minutes.
And it's 30 minutes and counting. You should have more faith in her.
I had more faith than you. You thought she wouldn't stick out the first segment.
I've missed this.
Yeah, me too.
It's been months.
Well, it's been 2 weeks, Cassie.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. Well, we won't let it happen again.
Promise.
That mint shower gel, any good, Cassie? Smells great. Item number...
2342.
She's not still on his ship. Well, it's just typical of television these days. They choose someone for their looks and they just hope that they can do the job. Anyone think to give her proper training? I mean, that poor girl.
Poor girl. They get paid a fortune.
Money isn't everything, Cassie.
No, but it helps Jenny.
It's the root of all evil, Cassiopeia.
You're beginning to sound like my mother, Jennifer.
Oh, that's so unfair. Oh, just look at her. Bless her little cotton socks. No amount of money can make up for that sort of humiliation. Isn't that right, Pete? Pete?
Anyone fancy a cup of tea? I'll just nip out to the kitchen.
Stay.
Right.
Do we really have to watch this?
Of course we have to watch this. It's the shopping channel.
Can't we put a video on?
No, we can't put a video on. This is a TV night. If we were to put a video on, that would make it a video night, Jennifer.
Well, you know, maybe Jen's right, Cass. There's only so much schadenfreude a person can take.
Yeah, but this is a TV night, Pete, and that means the shopping channel. And it's the Fisherman's Fun Hour next, with... Neville.
Oh, Jen, you have to watch that.
Yes.
It's fantastic. They always have some brilliant new gadget for the trendy fisherman. And Neville is so
Fisherman's fun. Since when do you do fishing?
I don't. It's just that Neville is so fabulous. Oh, come on. Give it a chance, eh? Jenny Pie.
Aww. Okay then, Petey, really.
It's starting.
Sorry I'm late, Cassie. I had a terrible shit. Oh, hi, Pete, Jenny, Cassie.
Hi, Simon.
Simon.
That was my Cassie.
Much better now you're here.
So, what are we doing?
Well, it's TV night, so we're watching TV.
The shopping channel?
Yep.
Honestly?
Yep.
Does anyone mind if we watch the footy highlights?
No, not at all.
Cassie?
What?
Yeah, you take care now. Bye.
Who is that on the phone?
Cassie. She was having a bit of a whinge.
About what? Her new boyfriend? I knew he wasn't right for her.
No, Janet. She's worried about Pete.
What about him?
Okay, maybe not just Pete. Him and Jenny.
Well, what about them? They make a lovely couple. I was so pleased when she said she wasn't going back to America.
Maybe so, but Cassie's acting like the Wicked Witch of the East has stolen her ruby slippers and the Emerald City's been demolished to make way for a pound shop.
I'm sure she'll sort herself out. She's a sensible girl, sometimes. I know they were only friends, but she built her life around him, even though I kept telling her that a woman needs a man like a fish needs a...
A mountain bike. Yes, Janet, I know. Anyway, I've got some proofs to look through.
Have you put those shelves up yet?
No.
Well, why not? You said you'd do them today.
I know, but the goldfish said he'd put them up when he got back from doing the Tour de France.
And in entertainment news, Shopping Channel On Sale presenter Sandra Strong is in hospital today after falling off a ladder live on air. Strong, who was brought in...
I can't believe we missed it!
...was a semi-finalist on the hit reality TV show, Trapped. Her condition is said to be comfortable. And in local news today...
Hi, this is Pete. I'm not here, so either try me at Jen's or leave a message.
It's nothing, really. I just heard something really funny on the radio and I thought you'd want to... Well, it doesn't matter. I'll try again later.
You've reached Jenny. I'm either hard at work folding jumpers in the knitwear department or doing something very naughty in the bedroom department.
Ugh.
So, leave a message.
Hello?
Simon! It's me. You'll never guess.
Cassie, I really can't talk right now.
That's okay. It was just something funny I heard.
Yeah, well, I'm a bit busy, you know, catching criminals and all that. Look, I've got to go. Are you? I've got the phone, Janet. Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, darling.
Have you got time for a chat?
Not really. I've got to fax off the proof corrections for Be Happy in Your Herb Garden. Chapter 3 is a complete mess. They've misspelt oregano. And now the first line reads, Spring is a good time for your organ. You must be careful not to sow your seeds just anywhere. You must choose a relatively shady area and steer clear of rosemary. And on it goes. It's a nightmare.
Not at all. It's very sound advice. And I've heard rosemary can be very prickly.
Aye, well, I have to get these faxed off within the next half hour. I'll be stuck with it.
Well, you better go then. I'd hate for you to be stuck with your organ anywhere it shouldn't be.
Yeah, very funny, Cassie. I'll call you later.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
No, really. HTML is simple. Anyone can do it. It's a language like any other.
And you're fluent in it?
Pretty much.
So, how come you always hear that it takes ages for these big companies to produce their websites?
Well, large websites are more complex. It'd be like writing an essay as opposed to a letter.
And this project thingy you're doing at the moment...
Yeah?
How long is it?
3 months.
And it takes you 3 months to write?
Oh, maybe not all of it spent writing. You know, there's research time and stuff.
So, basically, what you're saying is it's like you've got an end-of-term essay that actually takes you a couple of weeks to write, but you wait a few months doing research and then you do it in a rush just before the deadline.
Not exactly.
Oh, come on, Petey Weedy. It's me, Jenny Pie. And tell me.
Oh.
Go on, admit it. You're still a student.
Okay, I admit it. But the thing is, you know, we have to at least make it look difficult. And to be fair, the animation bits can get really fiddly.
3 months fiddly.
Sometimes.
I knew it. You computer people are just...
All right, before you continue... Can I just bring your attention to our activities here in this bedroom?
Ooh.
And point out that any derogatory comments would mean a withdrawal of any future such activities on my part.
Oh, I love it when you get bird.
You think that's butch? How about this?
Call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean.
So, now he's got got a girlfriend and I've got a boyfriend and, well, we hardly speak to each other anymore.
Well, boyfriends and girlfriends come and go, but friends are friends forever, aren't they?
Exactly.
Tell him how you feel. It can't hurt any.
You think so?
Well, I'm positive.
If you just call me,
so you don't think I'm being unreasonable?
Pete's your best friend. There's nothing unreasonable about wanting to keep a best friend.
You're so right.
If you ever need a friend,
anything else I can do for you?
No. No, you've been such a help.
Thank you for using our telephone banking service. Have a good day.
Come in.
G'day, Cassie. Cassie's back from swimming with sharks, diving with dolphins, and frolicking with all manner of exotic creatures worldwide.
PJ! It's good to see you.
Well, and it's a wonder to see you too, Cassie.
Oh, mail deliveries haven't been the same since you left, you know. Your replacement was such a grump.
Yeah, well, stuff him. I'm back now.
Fun, fit, and
astonishingly brown. How was the holiday, you lucky toe rag?
Oh, great. Thanks to you. I'd never have bought that scratch card if you hadn't given me the idea.
Yeah, well, don't remind me.
Oh, anyway, here are your letters. Not very good, I'm afraid. Three bills and one for your mum.
Oh, thanks. Bill, gas, phone.
Well, you must be really busy, so I'll be on my way.
No, not at all. Come in and tell me all about it.
But, I couldn't possibly.
Nonsense, of course you can. I want to hear everything.
But the afternoon post will be late.
What happened after you left Bali?
I flew to Thailand.
I bet it was just like that film. You know, the one with Leonardo DiCaprio.
What, Titanic? No, there were no icebergs, just really cheap watches.
No, that other film about a beach.
That's Elvis. Anyway, I didn't go to a beach. Just hung around in Bangkok.
Did you see the ping pong women?
No, I didn't get to see any sports. No. Look, Cass, I really ought to go. The afternoon post...
The afternoon post will be fine. I've not seen you for ages. We need a chance to catch up.
That's true, but...
But what?
I don't understand. You never wanted to talk to me before.
Of course I did. Our little chats used to be the highlight of my day.
You threatened me with a restraining order.
I was only joking with you, PJ. I'd never have done such a thing.
You tried, though, didn't you?
I may have inquired, but only for a laugh.
Tell that to the magistrate.
You know what they say, don't you?
Delivering letters isn't a stalking offence?
No. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. And I am fond of you.
Huh? You sure you're all right, Cassie? No recent accidents, you know, blows to the head, that sort of thing?
No, I just really missed you, that's all.
Well, I missed you too. Look, I really ought to be getting...
No, not yet. Tell me some more. Did you stay in Asia?
No, popped into Australia, visit the folks, reburnt all the bridges I burned in the first place. Ooh, then I flew to North America, then the Caribbean.
The Caribbean, really? What was that like?
Oh, brilliant! Did you know there's a factory on Barbados where you can watch chocolate being made from the cocoa beans? Oh, and on St. Lucia, there's a volcano you can drive into with a car and everything. No one stops you.
That's fascinating. Tell me more. I can't believe you've got such a huge TV. Pauline looks even grumpier on a big screen. Simon? Oh, you're allowed to speak now.
No, it's just, all right. This is a really good book.
Cup of coffee?
Huh?
Just wondered if you fancied a cup of coffee.
No, I'm fine. Feel free to make one for yourself.
No, I'm okay. Simon?
Cassie?
Do you really catch criminals?
Well, it does mention it in my job description, yeah.
No, I mean, do you actually do it personally?
Hang on.
What are you doing?
Here you go. This will tell you everything you need to know.
Hill Street Blues?
Are you telling me you're an American?
Well, there's a couple of episodes of The Bill on there as well. Can I read my book now?
Simon, it's what we're meant to do. You know, ask about each other's day and all that.
Yeah, I know, Cassie, but... Well, for me, it's been a really long and difficult one, and the last thing I want to do now is rehash it. That's okay with you?
Oh. But that's what couples do.
Come here. How was your day?
Busy. Really, really busy.
Did you get that translation done?
Not exactly. I was doing other things.
You sorted out those meetings for your Swedish clients?
Not entirely.
Wait a minute. This morning you went on and on about how you just had to do those two things, and what you're saying is that you haven't done either of them.
Sort of. Well, I had some phone calls to make, and then PJ turned up out of the blue. Although it wasn't really out of the blue, because...
Hang on, who's PJ?
My postman.
Oh, okay, come on.
Yeah, so it wasn't really out of the blue, because it's his job, and he had some letters. But he just got back from a world trip that he won, because I told him to buy a scratch card, and he came in and told me all about it. So, did you know that you can drive into a volcano on the Caribbean island of St. Lucia?
Did you say he came in?
Yeah. Well, he didn't want to at first. He wanted to get on with the afternoon post, but I made him come in and tell me all about it.
So this PJ is an old friend, yeah?
Well, no, I told you he's my postman.
So, you're basically telling me that you forced a strange man into your home to have a chat?
I wouldn't call him... Okay, then, yeah, I did.
Cassie?
Yeah?
Have we had the discussion on personal safety yet?
Hi, Dad!
Oh, hi, Cassie, love! Your mother's at one of her Men Are Crap, Aren't Women Great Wednesday night meetings, so I was just about to watch The Weakest Link.
Hey?
I usually have to tape it. She has a problem with that Robinson woman.
Why? I think she's great.
Yes, well, your mother says she's too bossy.
My mother says she's too bossy.
I know. There's irony in there somewhere. So, what's he done this time?
Who?
Well, we have a choice of Simon or Pete, but I'm guessing it's Pete.
He rang earlier and invited us out for a meal.
And by us, I'm assuming you don't mean you and me.
No.
You and Simon?
Yeah. No. With Jenny.
A foursome, eh? Well, that should be fun. And Simon. What has he got to say?
Simon says we should go.
Then you have to.
Why?
It's in the rules of the game.
Dad?
Oh, sorry, love. I think you should go.
Really? I mean, Jenny and I are a bit niggly, and I'm not sure Simon's completely convinced that Pete and I were always strictly platonic.
Go. It'll be a chance for you all to get to know each other.
Are you sure?
Definitely. Go.
And you don't think it'll be a disaster?
Of course it'll be a disaster.
Dad!
But that doesn't make it a bad idea. Go, get to know each other. Be nice to Jenny and have a good time.
Why does everyone blame me? I'm always nice to Jenny. It's not my fault she's a stroppy cow.
So he actually catches criminals?
So he says. He says the judo comes in handy sometimes too.
Ooh. Who'd have thought you'd end up with a ninja?
What do you mean, end up with?
You know, go out with.
You distinctly said end up with.
Oh, stop being so touchy. I meant go out with. Jenny reckons you two make a great couple.
We do. We're great.
And if you get married, you can have all them coppers in their dress uniforms doing some sort of arch thingy with their truncheons.
I thought that was just in the army.
No. The police do it as well. Apparently one of Jen's cousins married one. They did it at her wedding. Mm.
Why are you and Jenny talking about weddings?
We weren't talking about weddings.
You've just
said...
It
wasn't a discussion specifically about weddings. It just came up when we were chatting.
Trust me, Pete. When you're dealing with 30-something women, wedding discussions don't just come up.
And now you're being silly. Although...
Although what? Pete...
I'm joking, Cass. She really is great, though.
Look... You don't need to tell me about Jenny. I know everything about her. We were best friends at school, remember? I could write a book on Jenny.
Well, that's why I'm so surprised. You're always slagging her off.
I'm not always...
Yes, you are. She's trying really hard, Cass.
I mean, you and me, we've got a lot of history. It's not easy for her.
I know, I'm sorry. It's just...
Cass, you're my best friend. I love you. You know that. But now there's Jenny and... Oh, I don't know. We get on really well. And there might be something there. And I wish...
You wish what?
I just want everyone to get on, Jen.
Cassie.
Cassie. So, did you talk to Simon about the meal?
Yeah. How does Friday sound?
Oh, it sounds great. So he really catches criminals?
Apparently so.
Has he shown you his handcuffs?
Mm-hmm. Come on, Cassie, we're going to be late.
I'm coming.
I mean, how difficult is it to put on a dress?
I have to get this right.
Cassie's Pete and Jenny's not the Oscars.
I know, I'm coming.
They're all his friends. I'm sure they don't care if you're wearing makeup or not.
I'm not wearing makeup. Do you think I should put some on? Just a second.
Oh, no, Cass! Hello? Okay. Yeah, I'll be right there. Cassie?
Done. How do I look?
You look gorgeous.
Right. We should get going.
Cassia.
Now who's hanging around? Make up your mind. 1 minute we're in a rush and now you're standing there looking like you need to go to the loo. Come on.
I can't. I've got to go to work.
Oh, no. Simon, don't do this to me. Please.
There's nothing I can do. I've got to go in.
I can't do this alone, Simon. I need you.
But you're friends, Cassie. You don't need me. You are a magnificent, wonderful woman. You'll be fine. Come on, I'll drop you off. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Please come in with me.
You know, I would if I could, but they need me down at the station.
But it's your night off.
Oh, don't be like that, Cass. Look, I did say that I work strange hours. You know, it's not a 9-to-5 sort of job. Anyway, they're your friends. I'll probably just get in the way.
In the way of what?
Well, you know, all that reminiscing, you know. Oh, I wonder what happened to so-and-so and... did you know that so-and-so had divorced her husband and now lives on a farm in Wales with a goat herder? Oh, I'll tell you what, this is a good one. Did you know that Mr. Johnson, the PE teacher, had a sex change? Yeah, he's now called Celeste. Works as a drag queen in Soho. That's sort of reminiscing.
What school did you go to?
St. Stephen's in Bowdoin. Why?
Nothing. Just making a note to look it up on Friends Reunited. Sounds like a cracking read.
You see, you're smiling already. It'll be so much easier not having to explain everything to me all the time.
Oh, I suppose you're right.
Look, I know this was meant to be a meal for the four of us all to get to know each other better, but we'll be able to do it properly another time. They're your best friends. You'll have a great time. What's the worst that could happen?
Oh, you have to try this beef. It's so tender. Yeah, Jen.
Huh? Oh, that's gorgeous. Here, you taste this mash.
Hold on, it. Oh, that is fantastic.
This is so good, isn't it?
How's your lamb, Cassie? Good?
Yeah, nice.
Oh, you are so clever, Jenny Pye. How on earth did you get reservations at such short notice? I heard they were booked up for weeks.
Well, I used to babysit for the chef. Oh. Yes, you remember little Jimmy? Lived two doors down. Not really. Of course you do. He put chewing gum in your hair that summer and you had to get it cut out. Your mum did it in the kitchen.
That's right.
Vaguely.
No, I remember that. Everyone called you Pudding Bowl for the rest of the year.
Well, thank you for reminding me, Jen. Pete, I'd almost managed to erase that particular summer from my memory, and now it's flooding back in all of its misery.
Oh, you must be able to laugh about it now. You looked hilarious.
Not talking of hilarious, do that thing.
What thing?
You know, that thing you did last night.
Oh, are you sure you want me to do that here, Pete?
No, not that thing, Jen. The other thing. Miss Gregory, the geography teacher. Yes. Oh, you've got to listen to this. This is spot on.
I think I'll nip to the loo.
And exactly what is your problem?
What? I don't have a problem, Jenny. I'm fine. I'm having a meal in the most fashionable restaurant in Manchester with Petey Wheatie and Jenny Pie. What's not to love?
And it's killing you, isn't it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No.
Really? How about the fact that you can't control Pete any longer? He stopped following you around like a puppy. And you hate it, don't you?
Pete was never my puppy.
Oh, please, why do you think we called him Andrex at school?
So we spent a lot of time together. There's no crime in that.
No, of course not. Pete's worshipped you for over 20 years. And you've spent most of your life ignoring him. That's the crime.
I'm not going to listen to this, especially not from you. I set you two up. I told you to go and have a drink with him. I want him to be happy.
You didn't set us up to make him happy. You did it for you. You were running away.
Running away from what?
From whatever was going on in that stupid head of yours.
Look, this isn't even about me. It's about you. You're playing with him. You've always played with him. He was devastated when he went off with Stephen Garvey at that school disco in the third year. You broke his heart, Jenny.
No, Cassie. You broke his heart.
I didn't do anything.
He finally got up the courage to tell you he loved you, and you dismissed him. You broke his heart, and now I'm helping him to get over it. And as far as I'm concerned, it's about time you got over it too. I'm here to stay whether you like it or not. And if you keep pushing, he's going to have to make a choice, and I'll win. Not only that, but he'll hate you for making him choose.
All right, if he's been in love with me for 20 years, like you say, what makes you think he'll win? You've lost him before.
He's loved you for years. But he loves me now, Cassie. He told me today. I won't lose him again. You've had your chance, and now it's my turn. Get used to it.
That was A Whole Nother Story by Amanda Murphy. Cassie was played by Deborah Stevenson and Pete, Dave Lamb. Jenny was Mika Simmons, Simon, Sean Dooley, PJ, Brendan Burns, Janet, Bridget Forsyth, and Bill, Mike Grady. It was produced by Graham Frost.